a slut and I drink a lot. You should look up to me, girls.
Let's see who we're pitting against one another. Mm-hmm. A black woman
okay.
against a white woman with some mental issues. Who wins? Black woman. Every fucking time.
Fucking joggers.
Due to these troubling times, we were unable to deliver your cheddar biscuits.
So you want to use pocket pussy? That's where you go.
I'm going to drink water out of a coffee cup, so I feel like I'm on a talk show.
There you go. You know, I was thinking, so Portuguese ice is just colder water. I just literally came into my mind on the drive over here. Would Portuguese water be like some ice that, like, but like, be like, Dad, can I have some water? And he'd be like, yeah, we only have Portuguese water.
What is it, ice that melted?
Yeah. It's still in the frozen.
It's like from outside.
Yeah. It's
from icicles off the rooftop.
Yeah, snow.
It's snow.
Snow in a cup.
It's snow in a cup.
Portuguese water. It's snow. Literally bumped my head in the way.
Go ask your mother. You have to wait.
Suck on these. It'll be water eventually.
Stay away from the yellow stuff.
the yellow Portuguese water.
So fucking dumb.
I know.
Yet so fucking accurate.
It's gonna be some way to be cheap about
water of all things.
I remember when I was a kid and it would snow and I'd be like, oh, I'm gonna like I wouldn't do this all the time, but I remember specifically doing it when I was a kid when I would like make ghetto snow cones, just like get grape juice and like dump it in snow.
Oh, wow, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
Thinking back on like the handful of stuff, because I remember like as a kid, like the first snow would fall, I'd be like, oh, it's like water, and I would like scoop up a little bit and taste it. And I'm like thinking back now, like that's fucking disgusting.
That's Portuguese as fuck.
I know. I'm basically Portuguese.
If you're thirsty, just go catch it on your tongue.
Yeah, no, I don't know why that fucking came into my head. But speaking of weather, though, this fucking between spring and summer shit is for the fucking birds.
Yeah, it's whack. Whack as fuck.
I've been like trying to get out and grill, and it's just, or like just today earlier, I like went outside in a t-shirt to go like take the garbage barrels in, mm-hmm. and it's like I'm fucking freezing, and it's like gorgeous outside. But the wind is just ridiculous. This is a weather podcast, by the way.
I mean, it was warm for like 2 days, and then it just fucking decided it's gonna be winter in the fucking morning, and then by lunchtime it'll be nice, and
it's
then
like
it'll get gay
decently
again.
Decently spring now. I was just out, but I did have to, you know what? I did get kind of cold.
He had to roll up the windows, guys. Can you fucking believe this shit?
It was very difficult. I had a black and mild to smoke, and it was just so inconvenient.
Well, they were saying over this past weekend there was supposed to be like some fucking like nor'easter where we were actually going to get snow.
Yeah.
But it was just a complete fucking...
Oh, I saw a couple... I was up at like 5 in the morning taking a dump.
Oh, did it actually snow actually fell?
Just fucking like that shit. Like, remember like once in a while, like in the weirdly in June, like there'd be just like a couple like... I remember distinctly at the Gibbons in elementary school, there was a day where it was like way too warm out and then snow started falling and everyone retardedly started running around being snowing.
Yeah. I'm still ashamed.
Basically it was that. And I experienced it and thought of that moment, by the way, on Saturday morning while I was taking a beer dump.
Good to know.
Yeah. Speaking of beer dumps.
Is that a good segue?
Not really. I just, oh my God, the fucking, Gabe, you probably know what I'm talking about. You know that like feeling after on like a Monday when you have to get up early to go to work or something and like you just drank like 12 Bud Lights the day before and you just feel like you got hit by a truck.
I mean, not my beer of choice, but I know what you're saying.
Yeah, something shitty though, I mean.
Yeah. Well... We're not high class people. We
no,
don't drink
obviously
good beer.
Not. But no, but that feeling where you're like anxious almost all day.
Anxious.
Yeah, you feel like dread. Like you're like, this is.
I mean,
actually,
that could be independent of the beer.
True.
I feel that.
But I feel it more. What's the word?
It exacerbates.
It exacerbates that. Yeah.
Yeah. Gotcha. I kind of felt that way on Mother's Day because I had drank quite a bit the night before.
Yeah. And you saw Mom's?
Oh, yeah. I went and dropped my mom off flowers. And then my brother, like, I need my yearbook for something Rob needed it for, but his is filled with knife holes. Don't ask.
Okay, I won't.
So I told my brother, who's at my parents' house in quarantine, air quotes, to grab my yearbook like out of my closet and put it on the front steps since I'm not allowed in the house.
Are they really going through with all this?
No, he is, but he was the only one there because my parents were in the Cape. And I was like, hey, I know Elvis came by and dropped off flowers, and I'm dropping off flowers too. Like, put him inside so, like, the vase doesn't get fucking knocked over on the fucking porch.
Speaking of the wind.
Yeah.
It's fucking, it would have.
And then I get there, and he didn't get my brother's flowers, Elvis's flowers, and he obviously wasn't going to get mine. So I was like, all right, fuck him. I just went in the house and put him on the table and shit.
He's like, yo, dog, you trying to murk me?
I called him at 1 o'clock, and he was like, yo, I'm trying to sleep. Like, I'm like, what? You have no fucking job, and it's 1 p.m.
It is Sunday, in his defense, slightly.
1 p.m.?
That's just beyond. That's fucking unprofessional.
He didn't say, I'm in bed. He said, I'm sleeping.
Trying to get some winks here, dude.
Meanwhile, he's probably up all night playing fucking Dinosaurs.
He's still playing the fucking Apex game?
No, it's Ark.
Yeah, that's what I meant. That game sucks.
It does suck. It's got shitty frame rate, bad graphics, and fucking like...
This is like some kind of big cheese ball computer game, isn't it?
That's exactly...
Thank you, Ronald.
I watched that with Charity.
Oh, I'm sure it was... I actually ended up scrubbing through the majority of it and being like, oh, I'm so glad I'm not watching this right now.
Right?
It's only like 40 minutes.
It's like...
It's 40 minutes too long.
Yeah.
I figured out that there's more of those. I knew of two because I had two as a kid.
Yeah, there's one where they're in outer space, too.
That's the other one I had.
Yeah.
That's the one I had.
The old classic goes to space
and
trope.
And Scared Silly, but there's like... I want to say there's like six of them.
Ronald goes on vacation. Ronald fucks on vacation.
Ronald fucks on vacation.
One of them was like fucking Grimace Island or something.
Oh, jeez. I've been there.
That's the only
one. No one ever leaves. Not the same
way. No.
But I found out that Charity named her adopted sister Tika after the little black girl. It's Scared Silly.
Jesus.
So...
Child
I'll
abuse.
Withhold judgment
the more you know
vocally
verbal.
I forgot how bad the songs are in that too.
Lots of logs, dude,
and lots of logs.
Speaking of which, another thing, like I was saying before about hangover anxiety, another thing is like sometimes I'll get like a line, like when I'm experiencing that, like I'll be haunted with, I'm sure you know what I'm talking about, where you're haunted by a song lyric or something. And you can't get that one line out of your head. I fucking had lots of logs stuck in my head on Monday morning.
Lots of logs. You're welcome.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, fuck that fucking shitty movie.
Scared Silly. It's actually on YouTube if you'd like to torture yourself and watch it.
I was going
to
say, it's not something you want to do.
Ill-advised.
Dude, the perspective is so off in a lot of that animation. Like, especially, like, we always laugh about the...
Oh, yeah.
Anybody else?
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of hard shot where he looks like he's laying on the floor.
Yeah, it literally looks like they just drew him first, and then they made... Then they're like, oh, maybe we should give this some perspective, and then just drew around him.
Yeah, really.
Well, that's... A lot of the movie... I wasn't watching to critique it, but a lot of it
I wasn't
like,
critiquing either. It's just something that a child would notice.
A lot of it is like weird perspective things where they like drew it fucking didn't make sense. Also, why is it the beginning of it live action and then it goes in the cartoon?
Because that was the Ronald McDonald from the TV show, from the commercials. And they were like, they figured that kids would really be like, because that fucking Ronald, right? Ronald cartoon version is nightmarish.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that, like, kids wouldn't necessarily associate Ronald McDonald with that face.
I just always assumed they wrote a script, started shooting, and immediately ran out of money and just animated the rest.
That's not a bad movie.
Animating clearly
was flat, Macromedia Flash or something.
Animation, wouldn't that cost more?
It would take longer. Just, I mean, if you're doing it from China.
Right, or Korea.
Shipping it out, yeah.
Kim Jong-un used to do that when he was a kid.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, because they got to put their best man in the job.
Well, they really didn't want to fuck up the big talking movie.
Are you saying that that's a bad? Are you saying that's not top notch quality right
yeah,
there?
You're right.
The McDonald's movies.
What can I say?
That you needed to purchase. It's not like they came in. Hey. They didn't come in
the,
Happy
how
Meals.
The fuck? I'm assuming your mom was just like, oh, Gabe would think this is neat.
I probably asked for it. It came out in like 98.
Okay.
That was the first one.
I wouldn't have been aware of it. Like, I don't think I was getting much McDonald's at that age.
No, I think it was like, you know how like they
what
had
the fuck
like.
What is that?
That's fucking UV.
He's right here. What came from behind me, I thought.
Oh, shit.
There's a ghost.
My gun's in the other room. I can't protect us.
You're right. The ghost is going to get us, dude.
Fuck. You think he knows the code to my safe?
Yeah, he watches you jack off and go into your safe.
Those are the two important things.
I mean, one of those are the most incriminating things that go on in there, probably.
Oh, sorry. You don't like to play footsies on?
You've been kicking me the whole podcast. It's going to need to stop.
I was walking. I noticed that, like, I got like a bunch of dogs on my street. Mm-hmm. I was coming back from a walk, and there was like two little black kids walking up the street, and like all the dogs started barking at them.
That is a thing. They're not fans.
Like, as soon as they were all placid prior to that, them
so,
walking.
But you walked by that. You're saying you walked by the dogs. They were fine.
I walk by, like, every day. Yeah. Like, over a walk.
Well, they just know who's, like, liable to rob them.
Yeah. Rob them. Speaking of which, how glad are you that you aren't, because you're not hanging out with Marshall too much, you aren't being called the jogger every fucking 5 seconds?
Jogger?
Oh, God, you haven't heard all of this national, the next Trayvon Martin case, basically, happened?
Oh, the kid, or the guy that was, like, jogging, and then, like, somebody gunned him down. Was it a Good Samaritan gunned him down?
Was it, like, a father and son?
Yeah.
They look like the boomer meme come to life. You know, then you find out that the kid, he was, like, wearing Tim's. You don't go jogging in Tim's. You know, he'd been there, like, a few nights before casing the joint out, too.
And wait, I didn't know any of that.
Yeah, dude, he might. I'm not sure about this. This may have been a little bit of hyperbole, but I heard that it's possible he might have had a fucking hammer in his pocket too.
I mean, you don't go jogging with hammers for weight and resistance.
Yeah, and your Tims.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just one of those things where, like, he reached for the gun, and then, you know, everybody loses.
What, like Trayvon? You were saying?
Yeah, same thing. Two boomer memes come to life, accidentally frag a jogger. But yeah, come on, tell me if you were with Marshall, he wouldn't be like jogger, like constantly.
I don't know. I'll have to hang out with him and like get back to you.
Oh, you'll be hearing jogger, I promise.
I haven't seen him since the whole shutdown.
Yeah, listen, it's not the joggers, dude. It's the bikes.
What?
Not the joggers.
Uh-huh.
It's the bikes.
Why would you call them bikes? I don't get it.
Because they're both... Never mind. Just cut it out.
Yeah, I didn't get that either.
It's not the it's the kikes.
Oh.
I think you have to be Jewish to get that.
Or hate Jews.
Well, he was
very,
saying
because
joggers close enough. Fucking joggers. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's not the joggers. It's the bikes.
Yeah.
But yeah, wouldn't you hear, but yeah, fucking jogger from Marshall every 5 seconds. Probably. In fact, I think it became part of one of his little, like, it ended on jogger a lot. I think it ended on jogger once in a while.
You'd have to ask Mike. He's probably playing Red Dead with him.
Oh, yeah. So that kid that totally beat you up, Gabe, in middle school.
You heard me?
Yes, him. I had a random memory about, okay, he didn't really beat you up, but he heard you.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was at the same after-school program as Day Club occurred at. And I remember it was right when Pokemon, the first one, came out. Mm-hmm. And he was, like, showing it off to me and be like, isn't this a cool game? And I was like, yeah, it's really cool. He was like, yeah, you can play for a couple minutes if you want. And I beat, like, a puzzle and, like, a fucking boss.
And like in a cave or something?
No, it was a gym leader.
Oh.
And it was the third one, Lieutenant Surge, I remember specifically.
Oh, you looked in the trash can to find the switch.
Correct. And then when I said, hey, I beat this thing, and he started crying. He's like, no! And like, he went to the teacher that I beat his game for.
Wow.
But didn't just revert to the save?
I showed him that's all he had to do. And he was like, okay, I guess it's okay.
Let you off, man.
And then the teacher still yelled at me. It was like, it's like, I know you were able to fix it, but don't do that again. And I was like, okay, let me play. Yeah. Fine, asshole.
What, are you supposed to just run around in the grass like, this is fun?
Yeah, I know.
It's the best part of the game, the grinding the bullshit. Grinding,
especially with that first one where it has no extra fucking shit going on except grinding.
Yeah. I'm going to verse all these Rattatas in the grass.
So much fun. But yeah, I don't know why that popped in my head just the other day about fucking you heard me, but I mean, cried.
The funny thing is we never had beef again after that.
Yeah, I had several people like that.
Like, never.
That's what happens in middle school.
Yeah, I don't remember like ever like fighting with somebody and then like we're like
holding
mortal,
a grudge.
Yeah, we're not mortal enemies.
Like, dang.
Fuck the pie.
Yeah. Like, yeah, like we shoved each other like twice, and then that was, and then after that, we were pretty amenable.
You know,
because it's middle school.
Shoving fights, too. Yeah, is a big thing. Because everybody's too big of a pussy to do anything.
Yeah.
Just like that, they make that sound and everything.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that fucking dirt bike neighbor. You may, avid listeners of the show may remember hearing him. he was fucking shittily trying to do, I was coming back from a walk today, and he was shittily trying to do kickflips like on the side street over, you know, where his driveway comes down.
Into. Wait, isn't he like 24 now?
Yeah, hey. He's older than that, I think.
What the, like, go get a job. Stop riding your skateboard and dirt bike everywhere.
No.
Priorities,
and
babe.
Yes, he did eat shit indeed.
He
eat
did.
Shit in
yes.
front of me. Ate shit in front of me. And then I don't know if it was because somebody saw him, but he did 3 push-ups before he got up.
Oh my God. That's hilarious.
I know. It's funny whether or not he did it because people saw him or whether he did it.
He's
like,
really that retarded.
Yeah, he's so, or he's like, I need to get better at skateboarding.
You've never seen anybody do that where they like fucking trip and they're like, oh, just doing push-ups.
Never.
I didn't need a...
Isn't that fucking so
I've
funny?
I've seen somebody. I've seen some.
Well,
people
they
do that
must
before.
Be retarded of the highest order.
Yeah.
Like this guy.
Like no one's going to notice that you fell. Like, oh, he must have
just.
He
must have just decided to randomly, and after that
face
cool fucked
on the
up skateboard move.
To do push-ups. To reward himself for how shitty he is at fucking skateboarding and life.
Yeah. Gabe, you got it? I got a couple more things, but.
I preface this with you just because I got an idea because I saw some gay picture somebody posted on Facebook.
Oh, yeah. I remember now.
I saw some stupid picture that somebody like, it looked like a painting, but I don't know if they did it on the computer. I guess you'd still call that some kind of bullshit.
Yeah, it's graphic art.
Yeah. Someone made a thing of like, it was like two basketball teams playing each other, except it was like The Office, like the people from The Office and the people from Friends.
Oh,
no.
Two awful fucking shows, by
those,
the way.
Because those are like together. Those are like the two quintessential, like, I'm a white person and I like TV.
I like network television.
I wanted to come up with what is the normie TV show awards as far as like the shows that everybody, like people talk about, but you see no redeeming qualities in whatsoever.
Stranger Things.
I haven't watched it.
I don't
but
think
I,
it's
I,
that.
It looks so gay that I never wanted to watch
I
it.
I tried. Gave it an episode and a half. And
I like the.
You're a brave man.
I like the first season of that.
Well, Gabe.
Get out. I didn't even see it.
You're not even. I've already mentioned The Office. I've watched episodes that are funny, but I'm like, I don't understand why everybody like is head over heels
about
it.
I don't get
it
at all.
I don't really get it at all either.
Yeah.
It's not very funny.
Yeah, it's just that, like, I said something sarcastic.
Well,
and actually, have you watched you ever see the British Office?
Yeah, I didn't like it either.
Oh, I like that better.
Mm. I like Ricky Gervais, but I'm not
I
really
don't
crazy
like Ricky Gervais. I only really like him in that.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't like Ricky Gervais. Well, Friends is...
He's okay.
Friends is there's no redeeming
qualities. Yeah, I know. And, oh,
and it's not funny.
Yeah, my wife's family all love it, and they quote it all the time, and I'm like, just kill me.
Yeah, seriously.
But not her whole family. Her dad has decent taste.
Oh, what about that show that has the dude from Roseanne who played David in it, that horrible...
Oh, Big Bang Theory. Big Bang Theory. That's like a joke. That's like the Nickelback of TV shows, though. You know what I mean? Where it's like, it's Norm at once, it's like one of those duality of norminess, where at once it's normal to like it, and on the other hand, it's also normal to be like, that shit sucks.
I guess. I've never actually watched it. I just know it's one of those shows with that reputation.
Yeah.
Well, it pretty much, Scott got it right on the head. It's like any network show.
Yeah.
Fucking, the people that like that show, they're like, oh, the jokes are so funny because there's like science jokes in there. It's like, yeah, fucking like middle school science jokes.
I fucking love science. I love those people. They're so fucking cool.
Yeah. And that show is good enough, quote unquote, to get fucking young Sheldon. It has a spin-off show about the gayest character.
I'm guessing that there's a bunch of like Midwestern moms just tuning into young Sheldon.
It's the whole middle of the country that keep these shows alive.
Maybe, maybe not.
Most people have cut the cord already.
I don't know about the stats on that, but I know that fucking Roseanne spinoff, it's gone. Over.
Well, it's gone because of her fucking tweets.
No, they did that reboot with Justin.
Oh, that's right.
The Connors.
I didn't watch it.
What was that?
Nobody did. That's my point.
Up for a fucking episode?
No, it was a whole season, but it performed very poorly. And then I remember after the first few episodes, people, like idiots online, were like, see, people are still watching it. They want to support the awesome people, the LGBTQ writers on the show.
What?
I don't know.
You gotta cut fucking Roseanne a break too. She's like on all types of like Ambien and shit, and then she's like got hit by a car when she was a kid. So she. That's,
how about it
she's
was a
all
funny?
Types of
how about it was
up.
A funny joke?
It's
kind of funny.
It's a hilarious joke.
I'm just saying it doesn't matter because it's like she has brain damage. Like leave the fucking lady alone.
Wow. That's a bad argument. Yeah, but
no one's going to buy that argument, Gabe. I'm sorry. Not in this day and age.
Really?
No.
Either take my argument, which has balls, or that fucking fence-sitter argument.
Let's see who we're pitting against one another. Mm-hmm. A black woman
against
a white woman with some mental issues. Who wins? Black woman. Every fucking time.
Fucking joggers.
Joggers every time, dude.
Well, chances are she has mental illness and she's black.
I don't know. She was like Secretary of State.
She's doing okay.
Yeah, I think, or she was like the head of Obama's like fucking chief of staff or something. She's doing all right.
Yeah. She's not Roseanne. You know her by one name.
I know. That's true. She's like Cher.
We don't even know this bitch's name.
I do.
Planet of the Ape Lady.
Yeah. It's Loretta Lynch, but yeah.
No, don't know her.
Actually, was that her? One of those
still
one of those half.
I want two names.
Yeah,
yeah. Roseanne.
It ain't Roseanne.
One name.
You have a point.
Point Roseanne.
Yep.
Any more to add to it? I had Big Bang
Normie shows. Normie shows. Let me think.
Another one I had written down was
Tiger King.
Yes. Ding ding.
I haven't watched it. Kidding.
Another one I had written down was Two Broke Girls that Baloney Stripper loves.
I was vaguely aware of its existence. At least I'd heard of Big Bang Theory. So I can't consider that like an ultimate normie show.
It's one of those shows where I don't know how it exists.
Yeah.
It's two girls that are broke. Like, yeah, they're broke. Kat Dennings is cute, but that's like the only thing it's got going for it. And then they make like sex jokes like, hey, I'm a huge slut. And then that's basically
Oh, that reminds me of the Amy Schumer TV show on Food Network that's out now.
What? They gave her another fucking TV show?
I know, that reminds me. Yeah. I keep seeing commercials. I told you, I've been watching a lot of Food Network, seeing the commercials for it. It just reeks of my fucking star is over and I'm clinging on to any last vestige of fame I once had.
Because she had like a sketch comedy show that like...
was bad.
And it ripped off a bunch of stuff.
Yeah. Well, mostly Mad TV, but yeah. I think this was like this career move was like a long time coming. She like 3 years ago married like a professional chef. And now she has a cooking show. Surprise, surprise.
Is she fatter now?
Yes, obviously. In orders of magnitude.
And everybody's like, cut her some slack. She had a baby.
This is what she had.
Number 9, Lord. Fucking hack.
What? I just what she had.
That's all for her.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all for me, by the way.
So she married Big Smoke, is that what you're saying?
No.
She should be so lucky.
I know, right?
What's the basis of her TV show? Is she just cooking fast? Well,
he's a fucking award-winning chef, mm-hmm. and so he's and trying to teach
him.
Her.
Yeah, she blows
and
him.
She has a vagina. No, basically, she just says wacky shit like, can we start drinking? The show's though supposed to be on at 10 o'clock. And shit ba-da-bum. Like, yeah. Some people flip houses. We flip latkes. And yeah, she's cooking guy food.
I know. Is that like, did you take that like straight from the commercial?
Yes, yeah. I've heard it a billion times. They air the commercial every fucking break.
I don't doubt that was verbatim. A joke from the show.
Oh, it was. It was.
Don't doubt it.
One of the other gay things in the commercial. This is so good. I mean, by which I mean it's not. But it was like, get that dill out of my face. My moneymaker, as we call it in the biz.
No.
No. Why is she famous?
Oh, I can tell you that because she's Jewish and her cousin is a senator and yeah. You know. Oh, shit. Another one of those like weird, like I don't know if it's deliberate, but it's so blatant that it's shocking to me that it isn't like Jew media pushing a fat like white woman being like, I'm a slut and I drink a lot. You should look up to me, girls.
Didn't someone have like a YouTube video that like spanned her career of like her trying to change?
Yeah, it was from the Opie and Anthony subreddit.
Is that what it was?
Yeah. It's pretty good. Check that out. Beige Frequency on YouTube.
Oh, I had another one too. Sorry.
Go ahead. Oh, yeah, please.
Dishonorable mention, Rick and Morty.
Oh, yeah.
Because I have seen an episode
where
I was like...
Dude, he turns himself into a pickle. I don't know what to tell you. That's fucking genius level comedy.
Yeah, it's like all that when they change the whole cast.
I know.
I've watched like an episode of it and I was like, okay, it's okay. But I don't see why everybody freaks out about it.
Because they fucking love science, dude. It's the same people who like Big Bang Theory. I don't think so. I think there's definitely some crossover appeal there.
At least it's
they
like...
They fucking love science. And also, it's like the fucking fat Jew who fucking makes it, Dan Harmon, is like, well, you know, I like to incorporate elements of nihilism into my writing.
Please.
I know, it's horrible. It's so fucking ponderous. And then, you know, fucking neckbeards on Reddit are like, yeah, that's B, basically. He turns himself into a pickle. What does it mean? Nothing.
So fucking dumb.
Dude, he turns himself. Dude, I love how the fact that that is a dumb joke is like a meme in itself now. Like, if some guy, like, to make fun of the show, bought a shirt that says I'm Pickle Rick and went to fucking Auschwitz and just opened his coat.
Seems mildly inappropriate, actually.
No. Well, I think it's pretty funny. That's just me.
Yeah, it smells good.
Yeah, anyway, we didn't announce the show, but fuck it at this point.
Y'all know.
Yeah, you've been listening this long. Oh, yeah, I wanted to ask you guys, here's just an open-ended question.
Mm-hmm.
If you were to have children, would you tell them about Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny, or would you tell them the truth?
I'm gonna tell them about Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny.
It's part of the enjoyment of being a kid is that you fucking have that kind of stuff.
You need the first step in being disappointed by life, and that's when you find out that Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny aren't real. And it's not that bad because it's like, oh, okay, well, maybe there's no magic in the world, but I'm sure things will turn out well. And then, you know, slowly you realize.
Okay, I didn't think of that argument. I hadn't thought of that argument.
Don with full-blown cynicism right off the bat.
I mean, have I ever had anything but? Come on now.
That's an argument. I still feel like, and this is my ego, by the way, but if I were to have children, I would want them to love me more for giving them toys and loving them so much as to give them a good Christmas.
Selfish bastard.
Yeah, no, I know, but... But that would be my thinking. It'd be like, no. It's okay. Mommy and Daddy just love you this much. Look how much we love you. Want you to have the best Christmas ever. Christmas is for family.
I like my argument.
This is
better.
Why Jews aren't allowed to have Christmas.
Or children.
I don't want children anyway.
He wanted to change it into the loving him.
Yeah.
I need more love.
Scott buys wrapping paper with himself on it.
Smiling. And me, it's like one of those like tessellated images where me holding, giving out a present. And on that is me giving out a present. And on that box is me giving out a present.
It's Scott working at the factory or the workshop, but he's just doing engraving.
So it's the me as really all the elves and Santa.
Yes.
And instead of a Santa hat, you just wear small hats.
Yes.
Yeah. My dad actually made a very funny sculpture in like the early 90s called Hanukkah Harry. Because he had a friend who was Catholic who married a Jewish lady. Mm-hmm. And they would always give her shit, even though my dad didn't. You know, my dad would be like, I'm a Jew and I celebrate Christmas, you fucking Jew. Like, and so he made her, for Christmas, he made her a thing called Hanukkah Harry. And it's this pretty impressive. I think I might have shown you that he's pretty good at these little wire sculptures. And they're like very anthropomorphic. They look like real people. Mm. And he was holding a menorah to like light his way. Yeah,
do you have a picture
funny.
Of it?
I don't have it on me, but I could get it maybe for the post.
Yeah, there you go. We'll post it on the. Oh, can something. We post it on the Reddit?
The Reddit's I can't. Dead. I can't. The Reddit's it exists. Dead. I just can't do anything to it.
Well,
we'll figure something out. Just day. Think about how awesome Hanukkah Harry must look.
Really good, like Laura.
Any other thoughts on Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny? Cave, you didn't even give me your take. Yeah, besides, yes, I would tell them about Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny. What's your reasoning, though?
Because kids should have that kind of enjoyment. Like,
I guess.
I don't know. I've had family members that they told them, like, very young that, like, oh, it's all bullshit.
Yeah.
And to me, it's like it's killing part of your childhood. Which
a little bit.
All that stuff is, like, but that's the most enjoyable stuff in your life is, like, when you think that there's magic and everybody loves one another and... There's peace.
I just remember always as while being sentient, and I know that doesn't go back all the way, but the only time that I like have memories of, I thought he wasn't real.
I think a childhood needs to be killed at some point. And it's, you want life to do it, or do you want this small little made up thing that is like makes your life better?
Well,
rather than something that makes your life, say, livable, and then when that crashes down, then you're me.
Well, then also, isn't it all the worse when, and isn't it poetic, really, that when the Jewish kid in school goes like, there's no Santa, and just ruins it for you?
I mean, it automatically pits you against him, as you should be, so.
Yeah, right, that's what I mean. Isn't it poetic of what will come, what he will do to you in the future?
Yes, yes.
You're letting the smalls bring you down.
Exactly.
Yeah, I actually had that thought, because I think a fucking small hat-wearing Jew told me there was no Santa very, very young.
Really?
And look where you are now.
I know. Look, I'm here. I'm trying to make it all about Scottmas. Scottmas.
Ruined. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like you should just... Kids should get a little bit of enjoyment, you know, with that stuff. You're only a kid for so long. That's.
Yeah, I had a weird childhood, though, so, you know, I'm not really surprised it didn't stick. That sense of wonder.
Yeah, well, you can blame your mom. So.
I was just going to say, I forgot. I don't know if I've talked about this in the show, but did
he
I
hates talk? His mom.
Yeah. No. The specific story about her. I don't know. I might have talked about this before, but she used to play dead all the time.
I remember the story.
I don't know if you've talked about it on the show.
Yeah, she would just like I would come into the bedroom or the living room from where my room playing with my toys or whatever, and she would just think it was like a good bit to be like pretending to be dead, and I'd be like, mom, wake up, and she would just like roll up, like let her tongue roll out of her mouth. I'm not even fucking kidding. And then this is multiple times. This happened, and then she finally would go, hey! And would
You're
finally
like, oh,
give
fuck.
It because she could not laugh anymore. And then one time, I know.
Good bit.
I know, what a hysterical bit for your... let's see, I lived in Brockton when this happened, so I couldn't have been more than two or three. So that's how old I thought my mother is dead and unresponsive to me. But anyway, so this all started, or all ended rather, I should say, when finally she thought that it was so funny the other times that she was going to push it and see how long she could go without laughing. And I went and called 911.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. Oh, shit. I thought you were going to talk about when the shoe was on the other foot and then you wrote a note that said, "I'm dead. Someone came in and shot me." And you were like, and you did the same thing back to her.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's funny. That I'm supposed to talk about that in a second. No, I called 911.
Oh, shit.
And she saw that I actually had the phone. She was like, "No, no."
Serves her fucking right. That's fucking awful.
I know.
Did they comment everything?
Or
did you never press send?
No, I said this was before send was a thing.
Okay.
This was a pick up the phone and dial.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
How old was I when I did "I'm dead, someone came in and shot me," though?
I thought you were like 4 or 5.
I told me. I had to have been writing, obviously. Yeah. Because I wrote a note.
I guess maybe you were like maybe 6 or 7.
I basically was aping what she did anyway. Let's get real. I was young.
Yeah.
But clearly, one time, you had no taste. Obviously. But yeah, I wrote a fucking shitty handwritten, like, retard backwards R lemonade fucking...
lemonade stand.
Yeah.
Caliber.
Note that said, "I'm dead. Someone came in and shot me." And then, and just it's laid...
a little picture of a guy shooting.
No,
I... It illustrated.
I had a lot of time for him to... For me to...
The gun's just like an L.
To shoot up Pop Tart.
At the top, the sun had sunglasses and was drinking a Coke.
That was a thing kids actually drew for a long time.
I drew that for a long time. Yes. And then all the birds were just like V's.
Yeah.
Well, that's this guy.
Yeah, that's a fucking. People, they still do that in commercials.
That's what
now.
Birds actually look like.
That's actually pencil drawings. What'd you do for Sue for Mother's Day? Gave her a call.
I went and saw her.
Yeah.
Gave her some shitty flowers and a card.
She wasn't like, "Danny, you're not supposed to visit me right now."
My family has not drank the Kool-Aid at all on this. They do not give a shit. None of us do about this dumbass fucking virus.
Well, I think my brother, like, being in my parents' ear, like, made them worse. Because for like a week
He's
or two.
He's making freestyles up about it.
What about the pandemic? Yeah. The end is nigh. No, I think he got in their ear for like, because like for a week or two, they were pretty serious about it. But I think now they're just like kind of over it. I mean, most people are.
Most people with half a brain are just like, "Oh, wait a minute."
Yes and no. I know it's so polarizing because certain people, like you guys, are all like just normal. And then there's other people I know that are like in my fucking, I have to deal with in life that are just fucking maniacs about it. And it's like, it literally makes me want to fucking shake them.
Well, I said most smart people are
over it. Yeah, I know.
Keyword.
But so yeah, Mother's Day.
What'd you do for your mom?
Nothing. I didn't even call her.
Wow.
That's love.
I did text my grandmother because she had cancer surgery yesterday.
How'd you do?
I don't know. This isn't podcast material.
She okay?
Probably not, but let's move on. But Red Lobster disappointed.
That's where you go.
Red Lobster disappointed a lot of black mothers on Sunday.
What do you mean?
Apparently, delivery?
No, they were unable to accommodate all of the online requests, resulting in a number of people being charged and not, like, their food never orders never getting in. And,
hell no.
You know how important Mother's Day is in the black community.
Wow.
Certainly the other one isn't.
I'm kidding.
No, that's when you always hear that, "My mama with my daddy." You know what I'm saying?
My daddy gay.
Your daddy gay.
Because whenever
my daddy gay, that's right.
Because Mother's Day is like so important, and then when Father's Day comes around, fucking women ape that shit too.
Yeah, I know.
Because they're like, "Well, for all the single women out there, oh, you mean the dumb bitches that like fuck
the black guy, yeah.
And then you know they left them."
Yeah, I know. We call them coal burners, Gabe, and when you burn the coal, you pay the toll.
Yeah, mud sharks.
So yeah, I just saw how it is. I had no idea about this, but I saw an Instagram, like, we're sorry page on from Red Lobster. It was, like, promoted. I don't follow fucking Red Lobster, obviously.
Due to these troubling times, we were unable to deliver your cheddar biscuits.
No, but apparently, they were like, we even knew that this was going to be a big deal, because apparently Red Lobster, like, on Mother's Day is, like, a huge thing. Cause
popping off.
Because black people love Red Lobster, and that's, you know.
I've never even been there.
Me neither.
It's not around here.
At all?
So we're white.
No.
Oh.
Yeah, also, they wouldn't let us in there. Although they do have all-you-can-eat shrimp once in a while.
Scramps.
Scrimp. All-you-can-eat scrimps. My bad.
Damn. We need to go over there. What the fuck is he going to say? Oh, I drove by fucking Town Spa, which it's a local pizza place, but that's the one in the town we grew up in that's like the most popular.
Yeah. It's been written about in the New York Times. Go on.
Totally. Well, I'm just filling in our viewers.
Okay.
And I drove by there, and they were literally, like, the lawn outside of it, they were wrapped around that whole entire thing waiting in line to get pizza.
Yeah, because they were only open for, like, one day.
No, they've been open, but it was, because of Mother's Day. Apparently, that's another popping spot right there for Mother's Day.
For townskies.
Town spot for all the townies.
I love how, but you know when someone's a real townie when they call it the spa. It makes me want to fucking throw a boomer's face through a plate glass window when I hear that.
I don't know of any pizza that I'd be willing to, like, wait in that line. Especially because you have to, like, wait in the line, have a mask on, it's fucking gay.
Yeah.
They had, like, a cop at the door that was, like, ushering people in, probably counting. He probably has one of those tickers to like fucking count how many retards 54. Are fucking waiting for pizza. Can you imagine that? I would just be like,
it must have all gotten cold, too.
Yeah. I would just be like, I'm going to the other pizza place. Well, there's a fucking 1,000 in town.
Yeah, I know.
Realistically, there's like 20 pizza places.
Yeah,
in town.
No, but easily.
So fucking go somewhere else. I don't get people, dude.
Like, well, go to the spa, kid.
Yeah. Same fucking dumb people.
I had this weird dream with Rambo in it the other night.
John Rambo Rambo.
Was Marmar there?
He wasn't.
In silver
he
underwear.
Was not.
No.
I wonder if they're even still... are they still firing off from the hip?
No, I had a dream where like an Indian guy... I have Indian people in my dreams a lot, if you can't tell. Was like yelling at me. And I was like...
You know what happened is the jobs from your dreams, they all got shipped overseas. It's kind of unfortunate.
Yeah,
I
guess
you shouldn't joke about it.
I was in like a small town in like a little shack... And or something
like a cottage? What are you talking about?
No, like almost like an auto mechanic shack kind of thing,
like a garage.
Yeah, that kind of thing. But it's like with a door and no fucking big garage door.
Okay,
like a shack.
Yeah,
you know what those like overhead projectors in like elementary school they would show?
Mr. Mussini's room.
Yes.
Yes.
But it was like ethereal. It wasn't real. It was like being projected on the wall, but it wasn't coming from anywhere.
Okay.
And the Indian guy was yelling at me and being like, no, we need to get Rambo in here. Like, what I need you to do is go over to that table. And I went over to the table and there was like a bunch of pieces, like little snippets of like elementary school level worksheets and like homework and stuff. With like, you know, like spelling questions and shit, grammar questions. Like Marvin was growing mushrooms in his basement, that kind of shit. And he was like, you gotta like assemble that in the right order so we can get Rambo in here. And I was just like, I don't really want Rambo here. Like,
I don't think this is worth it.
And I like fussed with it for a few minutes, like picking it up and trying to like do like, you know, like one of those escape room kind of things where you're moving the papers being like, maybe if
that's
I hold
what
it
I
this
thought.
Way.
Yeah, yeah.
I think there was some kind of lizard brain back there from there. Right. And I was doing that kind of thing. And then I was like, fuck this. Rambo is not worth this. And I gave up. And as I was leaving the shack, the Indian guy was not too happy. He was very upset that Rambo couldn't come.
So you didn't see Rambo in your dream?
I saw it. He was like, no, we need beeps to come. And like there was like
we need like, beeps to come.
You know, I'm not saying her fucking name is what I'm trying to say, not like literally fucking Rambo.
Yeah, Joan Rambo.
Joan Rambo. Yeah. He was like, we need to get her in here. And then like on the screen behind him, like that he had his own little projector screen maybe in his wherever he was projecting from, and he was pointing like to her, like an image of her behind him. And it was also the cartoonized version of me imagining her, like, looking retarded and, like, from high school. And
So there was no Rambo, but there was a threat of Rambo.
Yes,
so
there was an imminent Rambo threat.
Gotcha. She was about to draw first blood.
Yeah, basically. And I just did not take the bait.
Good on you.
And then last night I had a dream that my rabbit was 4 feet tall.
I thought you had this dream before, a giant rabbit.
No, that was you. Your girlfriend did.
That was
your
nightmare.
Yeah.
I was like, somebody had a fucking dream.
But he
dream
wasn't being
rabbit.
Bad. He was being my rabbit. No, he's being my rabbit, like, and popping around and let me pet him. And I was like, oh, you're big enough that I can watch you outside. And I let him outside and he was like hopping around. And at this point, as he hopped away from me, he kind of turned into like a Miyazaki monster, like woods monster, but he still had a rabbit head. Like he had these big, long, spindly, like fucking like Big Bird leg arms, kind of,
Jesus.
For lack of a fucking. And he like kind of looked like a big giant spider, but with a bunny head.
What the fuck are you doing? No, wait, these dreams.
And then we spotted, he and I spotted. that like some large like behemoth was coming onto the property. And also it was weird because like our whole neighborhood was dug up. Like our whole street had been dug up and it was like...
It's probably the giant rabbit digging fucking holes.
No, he had just come outside for the first time.
Okay, this is all symbolic.
Yeah. Well, no,
Scott's
was like...
inner turmoil.
There was like miners, like in miner helmets, like digging up the fucking street and just like tossing the dirt behind him.
Coughing black lung.
And yeah, and then this big like monster ish, but I think I perceived it later as a bear. Like a bear came, like grizzly bear, and Spider Harold fought him off and won.
Oh.
And then I woke up.
All right.
Your Godzilla-esque fucking.
And then he came back, and then he turned back into a regular bunny rabbit, or the 4 foot version. I mean.
You know, the normal everyday.
The normal
4 foot giant fucking
status normal
rabbit.
Yeah. So, yeah, I've been having some fucked up.
That's weird, man. I don't even dream anymore. I don't think I get enough sleep to dream.
You should try to like, work on that.
Yeah, I probably should.
You need to get into REM cycles in order to get full rest.
Yeah, no, I don't. Like 4 hours if I'm lucky.
Well, gentlemen, we're at 50 minutes and I really have to take a poop, so I think we should take a break.
I think that's a perfect opportunity for us to take a break. Be right back, folks.
Poop. Poop.
Definitely. And then also, if I'm feeling like that, no food's going in. It's like GI stasis.
No, see, that's you're doing it wrong. Your body needs...
It's like literally...
You need nutrients.
You literally... I'll try to put food in my mouth and it's just like, I can't even swallow. My gag reflex is too strong.
Should tell them they were the Lord's chips.
Yeah. Actually, that is a good way when you're really hurting. Mm. A good way to start eating again is to eat like something real salty, like pretzels or something.
Well, it's just like it's replacing the sodium and shit because you're dehydrated.
Right, I know.
The That's electrolytes.
A good way to, it's a way to get yourself going again. Mm. And then maybe, you know, by dinner time, you force a steak down, you're feeling great.
That's the go-to. You just eat a fucking steak.
I weirdly think that if I had to have a rough weekend, if I fucking eat a steak the next night, it'll replace some of the fucking damage.
Your science behind that is like, I'm going to take a really good shit and I'm going to feel great.
I've been eating like steak like a king lately.
Yeah, I have not. I've been eating way too much red meat and feeling like dog shit. Like just like ground beef and stuff.
Oh no, that's not where it's at.
Yeah, it's not where it's at all. How's your poop?
Hit the water and went plop, so I call that a success.
Have you been tarrying with it for long, or is it just a routine dump?
Just a routine dump. It kind of came on suddenly. Like when we sat down to record, I didn't have to poop, and then 50 minutes later, I'm prairie dogging.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like the best when like I know I probably talked about this exact thing before.
Our podcast is actually a diuretic.
Yeah,
I'd say so.
even though diuretic makes you pee. Not the other way.
Oh, really? I thought it was like diarrhea.
It's like one of those homophones.
Oh. Fucking homophone, if you ask me.
No, I know. I've definitely touched on this before, but like, you know how like when you feel like you've got like a stake in you for over a day, and when it finally comes out, it feels like just like heaven. Like you crossed over. You climbed Jacob's ladder. I was going to say, this is one more thing I wanted to talk about. Although, did you guys see that fucking, that new Harrison Ford movie that just came to DVD?
I thought he was, like, retired.
I thought he was, think he should have. He's in this fucking, there's this book that, I don't know if we read it in middle school, but it was called Call of the Wild.
No, I've heard of it.
Anyway, he was in a movie adaptation of it, and they have a dog in it, and it's all CGI.
I saw a trailer for that.
Doesn't it look so, it looks like a video game. It's awful.
Yeah, I remember seeing that trailer while I was in the, I don't remember what I was seeing in the theater, but I was like, why didn't they just get a fucking, like, actor dog to do this? Because they got plenty of really well-trained dogs that could do stuff.
I don't know, maybe it's a lost art. Or maybe, you know what?
Dog training?
Maybe Harrison Ford hates dogs.
Honestly, if he hates dogs, that would make me dislike him.
I mean, he's probably a fucking dickhead.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Why would that be the fucking litmus?
I don't trust people that don't like dogs. Black people?
They also like pit bulls.
No, they like fighting pit bulls. That's different than liking dogs.
I'd see a lot of them that like pit bulls, too.
I'm building a good case right now, and you're poo-pooing it.
I don't like Jews all dogs. Love dogs.
You don't like all dogs?
Yeah, I don't love all dogs either. Not all dogs go to heaven.
Not all dogs, but if you just... Flatten away, don't like dogs.
Too many fucking dogs to like dogs as
you know why you got bit by dogs?
Why?
Because you're a little bitch and you show fear.
That's not it.
That's 100% it.
So the little chihuahua that you bit you, chihuahuas. You were showing fear to him?
Chihuahuas are a different story because they're fucking...
You're right, you know, I just made a rule, but let me just negate it because of personal experience. No,
chihuahuas are so fucking inbred, they're like rat dogs.
I guess. I've met
They've got shit for brains.
Three of the best dogs I've ever met were fucking chihuahuas.
Yeah, they're here a mess.
That too.
I thought you
that was a parting shot.
Go back and finish your job right now.
Do you have to go to the bathroom?
Miss Navarez. Oh, I'm so sorry.
It smells like cat piss.
No, it smells like eggs.
Did we ever get that part? Did we ever figure out what the fucking smell was?
No, we did not. We did not figure that out.
Fuck.
It was two episodes ago. But
remember the piss ghost?
I don't remember anything before yesterday. Okay. Move on.
But yeah, one last thing, I gotta throw a little shade. No one in particular, but this is an archetype of people.
Okay.
People who are on Facebook being like, just feel like it's a X kind of day, and post like some kind of band that's like semi-obscure to be like, look what I'm listening to. Give me a like. Validate my meager existence that I think it's cool that I listen to slightly less than mainstream music.
And somehow I know exactly who you're talking about.
You do?
I think. I'm between two people.
Well, the person I'm specifically talking... Oh, probably Matt Flathead probably does this.
Yeah, that's what
I was thinking. That's what I
he definitely does. Do. But also LBF does.
Ah.
And like posting pictures
up, like Slayer
and like posting pictures of like just bought like 18 new records, check them out. It's like, who'd you buy them for? The picture? Like, I can't even, like, sure, if you're really into, but just like buying records on recommendation, like a vinyl record, like buying, like having never heard it, it's like, wouldn't you just check out the MP3 first?
Unless it's a band that I'm actually like looking to like help support and they got like came out with a new album, I'll just listen to it shit on YouTube or Spotify or whatever. But I don't even do physical media really that much anymore.
I don't really particularly much.
I mean, the only thing I buy is like video games physically.
Yeah. And then they make it fucking pointless anyway because they make you load it onto your some fucking shit.
Yeah, hey, you just went to the store and got out of your house and bought this. Now wait 2 hours
first,
before you can play the
to
game.
To do the same thing as if you hadn't.
Yeah. Fucking retarded. Dude, I was playing the NBA 2K demo, like the basketball game.
Yeah.
And I downloaded it and I was like, oh, I like basketball games. So I booted it up and I was going to see, like, see if this is any good. Like, I haven't played a basketball game in a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, hey, can you put in your email and your first name and last name and then, like, agree to this license agreement?
I mean, what was the license agreement?
It was like...
This is like some kind of big cheese ball computer game, isn't it?
Yes. It was like you had to check a couple boxes and said, oh, you read through this and read through that. And then, but then it started asking for my email and shit. And I was like...
So you were like, forget it? Did you buy this?
No, it was a demo.
Well, I just want to send you emails to be like, hey, dickhead, buy more EA games. or whatever the fuck, Activision or whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah. So I just put in my fucking like AOL email I don't use anymore. And then it was like, hey, make a character. And I was like, I just want to fucking play the game.
Yeah.
So it took like a half hour to fucking boot this shit up just so I could be like, oh, this game's like mediocre at best.
I never got the point of sports like video games, really. I mean, there's something to it, I guess, especially racing, but I don't know. It's just like play the game. Like play basketball if you want to play basketball.
I mean, I like it for like, I used to like Madden a lot. I like it for like a competitive aspect versus somebody else.
I guess, yeah.
But most of the sports games I liked were like over the top. Like it would be like NBA Jam or like NBA Street.
You don't go online and play against randos and go trash, trash when you don't win.
No, I don't know anybody that does that. I don't know. They're just not fun anymore. And they're $60 for fucking something that comes out like every 6 months. And they're like, hey, we like added a new team in here. Not even a new team. Added a new roster. Yeah, give me more money, faggot. At this point, why don't they just have you download for fucking download the new rosters and just call it a day?
Because then they wouldn't get $60.
I mean, couldn't they just like charge you for a fucking update to get some new shit?
Come on.
Be like, hey, give us like $10, $20.
It takes way too long. Never mind.
What were you trying to do?
I was trying to play the Jewish music, but I realized I realized too late that it was too long, the intro.
It's 30 seconds of preamble before the Jewish music begins.
Did you have some Jew shit to talk about, or are you just calling me cheap?
No, I was saying that's why they don't tell you the fucking... So yeah, we are doing a listener request. Shout outs Keith Barkey for the request. hey, he gave us content for the week. The movie is 8mm by one esteemed Joel Schumacher, only the best for my movie maker.
Well, we did review Falling Down, which is
better than that,
and
better than this
probably rather. I mean, from what I was looking at, like obviously his best movie, but probably one of his only ones that I would like recommend to anybody.
Yeah, I don't think I like well, let me think. I like Falling Down. What else did he do? You have a list up, don't you?
I don't have a list.
He did the Lost
Boys too.
Oh yeah, man, it's stupid.
I'm not into it, but
yeah. It's watchable.
People like it.
He did that the terrible Batman movies.
Yeah, he did all the bad ones with like George Clooney.
Yeah, and
the nipple Batman.
Yeah, and also he did the one with Val Kilmer.
Oh, he did that one too.
He did the one with Val Kilmer and Jim Carrey, I believe.
Oh.
So, you know.
Trash.
Yeah.
Trash.
And of course, our good friend Nick Cage is in this movie.
We must have done more Nick Cage movies than any other starring actor. Yeah.
Definitely.
And unfortunately,
for worse,
we didn't invite.
I was gonna say for better, or for worse, but for worse,
yes. We didn't invite Destroyer back. We usually have Destroyer here to do Nick Cage movies.
Do you want him to die of COVID, Gabe?
Really, Gabe?
I went to the shooting range with him like the other day. Shh. I think he's fine.
Shh.
Rhode Island is pretty low.
I'm going to tell on you.
I bet. So this is this 99?
Yes.
We've also done probably more 1999 movies than any other fucking
year. Banner
year
for shitty movies.
I also want to point out that this movie, it came out the same year as Eyes Wide Shut, and it's just like a retarded, like, it's like, you ever see the fourth Alien movie where they have like all the clones of Ridley, and like one of them is like a big slug monster going kill me like that. That's this movie to movies about like child trafficking and whatnot of those themes. Now, I didn't hate this movie.
I whipped my head towards Scott when he said that. How? Tell me one good thing about this movie right
the sound
now.
Design.
The sound design.
I like the sound design.
I didn't hate it as much as I thought I would. I'll
co-sign that.
I hated it more than I could have ever imagined. What a misguided movie.
It's
everything
so
they
fucking
got wrong.
Retarded.
Oh my god.
I don't know. It wasn't terribly shot and lit.
But that's not... That does not make a good movie.
You asked me what I liked about it.
You said it wasn't terrible. That does not mean good.
I didn't say it was good. Oh, shit.
Do you want a basic plot outline?
Yes. Because I need it.
Starring Nicolas Cage, obviously. Private detective Tom Wells is hired by a widow who found what appears to be...
You gotta mention the fact that they beat this home so much. He's got a kid.
And a wife.
And he cares about his family. Okay. And it's like one of those things that movies, cheaply badly written movies do to be like, hey, he's relatable, right?
It's very badly written in this because the only way you remember that he has a family is that his wife is calls like naggingly calling him. And, nags him.
And they have the same conversation 5 fucking times.
Oh my God, it's so bad. She is the worst actor in the movie.
Fuck? She's not even that bad of an actress normally.
Yeah,
I've seen her in other stuff where she definitely
wasn't
this bad.
She's in the 40-Year-Old Virgin.
She's in
40-Year-Old Virgin.
Great.
Every actor in this is better in other things. There are good actors.
I know
in this
Peter Stormare is—he's chewing up the scenery in this. Yeah. Too. It's fucking horrible.
Yes.
And yeah, also James Gandolfini's an amazing actor. And this, he sucks. What the fuck was this?
He's still the best actor in this movie.
That's not saying much, but I hate to agree with you.
The only thing in this movie that impressed me was how gay they made Joaquin Phoenix.
I know. And how obvious was the gay undertones between him and Nick Cage?
No kidding.
Oh, I mean, also, I think it's worth mentioning that I think it's semi-well known that Joel Schumacher is like a secret homo. Or not even secret. I think he might be straight homo. Yeah, straight up homo. But, so yeah, it's like so fucking, and then also like just all the phallic symbols in it are just so fucking ridiculous. He smokes all the time. Mm-hmm. And it's like,
so that's a big thing in the movie is that he's like, oh, I don't smoke. But then you,
cause
like
it's like, it's supposed to be, he's a secret faggot and he's hiding his gayness from his wife cause he smokes dick.
I don't smoke cock. No way.
Is that what it is?
No, I mean, that's what I took it as. Instantly the way he got defensive about it, like, oh, I don't even do that.
I was investigating people in bars.
Such a shitty gay guy. By the way, that's literally sounds like an excuse you'd make for having got caught at a gay bar. Like, I was working.
I was working.
It's a joke.
I was like, working on smoking this pole right here.
Okay, where were you with the plot? I don't even know where I went.
I don't know. You cut me
here.
Off like mid-sentence. I got like 2 sentences written down.
All right, well...
Do you want me to finish it?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I'll interject again and catch you off track.
Private Detective Tom Wells, you wanted me to add this, a family
He's
man,
a fag.
Is hired by a widow who found what appears to be a snuff film among her late husband's belongings and tasks Wells to determine if the movie is real. He heads to California where a video store employee, played by Phoenix, helps him infiltrate the dangerous and depraved world of illegal porn.
It's not a video store, Gabe. It's an adult thrift store, which does not fucking exist.
Well, did it say adult thrift store?
They said adult thrift store.
Wow, I don't even remember that.
What the
I thought it was just an adult video store.
So you want a used pocket pussy? That's where you go. It's fucking retarded.
That's one of my favorite lines in the
movie. I didn't actually...
Did you like a battery-operated vagina?
Yes.
Sir?
Oh, that's
Can
a great
you?
Line, especially when he delivers it very robotically 3 times.
And he's still better than most of the actors in the movie.
Yeah.
I feel him to be shit in this.
He is shit in this,
They're
but he's better than
this.
Most of the actors in this, though.
What about when Nicolas Cage is watching the snuff film for the first time and he's like super overacting?
Oh my God, classic Nick Cage.
It's horrible.
She gets slapped in the face and he like fucking jumps out of the chair practically. It's so fucking, so overacted.
Like obviously that's not going to be something you want to watch, but even if you watched it and it's like knowingly it's real, you'd be like, ugh.
Yeah,
and
you'll
just
make
turn
a
it
face,
off.
Maybe.
Yeah.
That's about the extent of it.
Yeah. Like, obviously you've happened to be upon, like, the beheading videos
or some shit on the internet. I
and
don't prefer to watch them.
Of course not, but you'd found one by accident and was like, ugh.
No,
and
I
just
deliberately,
turned it on.
Deliberately watched
I
it.
I have a friend that does.
He has a lot of holes in his yearbook.
Not that one.
Wait, he makes snuff videos?
No.
He watches beheading type videos. You're saying?
No, but yeah, he would send us like fucked up shit in like the group chat and like, no one wants to watch that, dude. My friend Brendan.
I think it's interesting, though. Snopes to this day claims that snuff films are fictional. Like, there's none in real life. Yeah. And I'm like, shut the fuck up. In fact, I think there was like
we've
a case.
We've seen beheading videos online.
Yeah. And, well, I think I meant for the pornographic sense. Yeah.
Oh.
But I think there was a guy just like a couple years ago who was like a submarine technician or something. He got bagged for a couple murders and was making them and uploading them online.
Oh, I guarantee it.
Yeah. Norway, of course.
There's so many fucking serial killers and shit. There's definitely been.
Yeah, he was just like a serial killer trying to like monetize.
There's definitely been people doing that. I heard about, I don't remember the case or the people's names or anything, but they had like this whole like crazy fucking sex dungeon where like they just rape girls until.
Oh, the Kempers? Is this the Kempers?
I don't remember. They basically rape them until they killed them, but they would like videotape a lot of the stuff.
Yeah.
And they would like advertise it in the back of like weird sex catalogs. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So this.
Basically, yeah. Except more interesting.
So, by the way, I think it's interesting that the patriarch of the family, his name is Mr. Christian.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, true. Oh, wow, it's so deep that he's fucking hypocritical. He's supposed to be Christian. Definition even though we all irony. Know the people who are making those videos ain't Christian.
The bikes.
It's the bikes. Okay, just again, like the phallic symbols with the fucking cigarettes and just the way their fucking affect with the way Joaquin Phoenix and Nick Cage relate. It's so clearly like a gay melodrama playing out where, you know, like Joaquin Phoenix is like kind of like not fully, but kind of like almost trying to like seduce him.
Lure him into this world.
Lure him in. Yeah, yeah. And then by the end, he's the fucking trinket up for.
They put him on a fucking crucifix, basically.
Oh, they did put him on a crucifix. Yeah, a little on the nose. Jesus Christ, Joel Schumacher.
Seriously.
I think technically in the bondage scene, it's not called a crucifix. It's called like a St. Anthony's something.
Mr. Christian.
It's a tortured rack.
Mr. Christian, yeah. I don't know. What do you want to say about this movie? Besides forced symbolism, bad acting.
Bad everything.
Bad writing.
Fuck, what the fuck was with the music?
I know the fucking, Indian shit. I don't know what the fuck it was.
What?
I don't know.
Who, what, no.
That's the title of the episode.
That's my reaction. Like, I don't understand the decision making. Like,
I understand it, but I think it's mostly poor decisions.
How did one person say, let's put fucking like Indian music in this? And then everyone else was like, okay, and not fuck no, that makes no fucking sense for this movie. It sounds horrible. It clashes with the imagery.
Some idea like Joel Schumacher is probably on a lot of blow, like, and he's like, he heard the music and it's like, and he's just like, oh, that's really dark sounding.
Speaking to me.
Oh, you know what? Maybe I actually have another idea. Maybe he was trying to elicit the same vibe as the Temple of Doom, that scene in the underground. That's what's Pat playing during that scene. Of course, you didn't notice it because it fit, because it was India when that was happening.
Yeah, it wasn't fucking California.
It's like the
Los
same,
Angeles.
It's like the same place.
Almost.
Oh, there's a lot of shit on the streets. I mean,
you have a point.
I thought the whole, right after he sees the snuff film and then he gets the job from the old lady to find out if it's real.
Right.
He basically just turns it.
What was her motivation?
I don't get it.
That doesn't make any sense to me.
She wanted to know if her husband
was a
pervo.
That's such a shit character motivation.
Honestly, when she showed up again toward the end of the movie, I was like, I forgot this character even existed. Because it's not. There's no relation to the person in the video. It made sense when he went to her mother, who was a horrible actress as well, and talked to her about it. Then I completely forgot this old woman who, spoilers, at the end, when she finds out that it was a real snuff film, kills herself. And it's fucking retarded.
So, why did she even want to know in the first place?
I think they just wanted to tie that end up. They were like, what can we do with her now?
What's her story arc? Okay, so...
Well, they also wanted her to dispense the money that he gave to the fucking... The lady's mom. The
wouldn't
girl's
it,
mom. But that's such a shitty fucking... Yeah.
Wouldn't awful. It have been more interesting? No. It's stupid, too.
What?
I was going to say that if, like... Once they found out that this is out there and, like, he was working for her, that she gets killed. But then it's like, that's kind of dumb, too.
You know what I thought right off the bat is that they spoiled it by explicitly showing the snuff film.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the only thing I really cared about. Like, at any point in this movie was like, oh, yeah. I wonder what that would look like. And
it's, first of all, it's dumb.
It's dumb. Yeah, this movie's idea of like snuff films and like, oh, this isn't this like the most hardcore thing you've ever seen. It's like, no.
No.
Pornhub, you know. Like having some suspense about that and not less would have been more, I'm trying to say, yeah, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or if there had been any mystery whatsoever as to whether or not she was dead, as opposed to like them being like at the very beginning, they're like, they propose the question to you, is she dead? And then like the next scene, it's like, yup, she's dead.
Well, in the era of like face abuse and all those fucking kinds of pornographic.
Gabe's favorites.
Yeah. I like the glug, glug, glug sounds.
Glug, 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 glug.
Do I amuse you?
No.
Not even a little.
Like, with all that we're used to, this is very
I mean, they light. Did. They were shooting for an R rating.
Right. Though that's why it's hard to get. Unless you made it, like, NC-17, how hardcore could they honestly get?
Yeah, they could have taken it a bit further.
And then there's the whole, like, there's a certain point where you're, like, an edgelord, and then it's, like, it doesn't really add anything to the movie.
Right, but
that's the whole like allure.
This movie is supposed to be like, whoa, it pushes boundaries.
It's the dark underbelly man.
And it's all about how he descends and you get to follow him on his descent.
Exactly. And you don't get that at all from not really. The resulting
movie. You just see him fucking fall in love with Joaquin Phoenix and question his sexuality.
You just see a bunch of fucking nonsensical like scenes that aren't tied together by anything but bad performances. It's the only thing that strings them together.
And it did like low budget attempts at being like, whoa, isn't this crazy? And it wasn't. You know, like there's a scene where like someone's getting an enema and they don't even show it. Not that would be super shocking anyway.
Hey, I was really looking forward to the enema.
You ever get one?
No.
To die for.
Is it?
No, I have no idea.
Isn't it just spray water in your butt?
Yeah, it's medical, but people do it for weird sex stuff.
I saw it was like a Strange Addiction show, and this lady would like give herself coffee enemas.
That's like a medically sanctioned thing, coffee enemas.
And then like her husband's like, you're crazy, and then he started doing it too. And then it got to the point where it was like they were doing it so much that it was like bad for their heart, because like your body still absorbs the caffeine through your butt.
Yeah, it's like boofing fucking liquor.
Yeah, well, they're like boofing like whole pots of coffee in their ass.
Yeah, dude.
Honestly, they should have made a movie about that couple.
That sounds better than this. Get down into the dark underbelly of coffee boofing.
Coffee enemas.
I think what it was probably. Oh yeah, no, they probably like the coffee feeling. But I was gonna say also, I've heard that when you get an enema, like when you spray out the water, it's like, oh, that feels fucking.
I think it hurts when it goes in, and then it's probably like a release and like a relief of that tension.
It also gets all the fucking crap in your colon out too. So you know.
But it's like when they told them that, like the doctor was like, yeah, you gotta stop doing it because it's bad for you.
They're like, no,
because they're doing it too much. But it was like, why wouldn't they just be like,
by the way, more interesting than this fucking
movie.
No
shit.
What? I guess I'm kind of a sucker for a detective movie, which got me like semi-watching it. Do you know what I mean?
This reminded me of Wicker Man so much.
It does remind me of Wicker Man. Holy shit.
Just trying to save the girl. And
yeah.
You know,
much longer than it needed to be.
Yes.
Because there's a certain point where you're like, oh, I thought the movie was like,
it's like over now. Yeah.
When he like got away from them, I think
Schumacher, did he write this too or did he just direct it?
He did not write this because I kept my eye on that. It was written by some other fuck.
Some other fucking Leighton homo.
Yes.
So I think what it was that they were like, oh, we got to get that last scene where the fucking machine guy, he says that he has no motivation. Dun, dun, dun. That's so profound, man. And they're like, we got to make sure we get that part.
He's like,
to me, what the fuck? What?
He's just like a regular guy. Like, he's not like, I mean, obviously he's like a pervert and a fucking freak or whatever, but yeah. He's not
big
like,
Danzig fan too, by the way.
Yeah, I noticed that. He had like three Danzig posters in his room.
I know.
They were like, what's some like weird like goth metal shit?
Yeah.
Danzig.
Also, and he was listening to Aphex Twin.
Also a common t-shirt you would see in Home Improvement.
Oh, really?
Remember the youngest kid's friend that was like a goth?
Oh,
He'd always wear like
classic
Danzig shirts.
Uh-huh. I was going to ask, what was the like thematic purpose of him hunting down the fucking killers at the end? Besides to add some more like action, I guess.
I mean, give something worth watching, maybe.
Like, I felt that the part where he escaped and, you know, it was, you know, it was all said and done with the fact that he knew that the fucking whatever and, you know, the old lady killed herself. It's like, okay, well, the movie's over now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why it was weird.
So thematically, what was the purpose of him going and executing them? Besides to have their little end speeches, especially that extremely gay one where he kills Gandolfini and he licks the gun like a dick. Remember that?
Yeah, I thought that was weird.
Yeah, because it's so clearly like he's being like, you're too much of a faggot because I know what all the faggot shit you've been up. Because Nick Cage is, this is so fucking retarded, shitty screenwriting 101, but it's like, oh, he's been thinking about how bad he feels about all that weird gay shit he was getting into before. So this guy confronting him right to his face about being a faggot is making him even doubt himself even more, which is why he needs to call the lady and fucking
be
what
like,
the fuck
hey,
was that?
Hey,
besides to showcase her terrible acting.
Hey, do you want me to kill these people that are like killed your daughter? Do you want me to do that?
Yeah, what was his delivery in that? It was so weird. It almost came off as fucking Blue Velvety. Like he was like, I want to hear you. No, I mean the sense that it's like he's doming, like, you know what I mean? He's got some weird power.
Baby want closure.
Or he was trying to be like, take the information, bitch. You know what I mean? Like, take it and feel it.
Mm. Well, obvious.
I feel powerless.
I think most people, if they had a missing child, they would want to have closure.
Obviously. Who wouldn't?
So, but he treats the whole thing so oddly because it's like when he goes to her house and he's like investigating and stuff and he's like looking for clues, he finds the diary and doesn't immediately decide to tell the mom. Which she's been waiting years to find out what happened to her daughter. And he's just like, oh, I didn't find anything.
Well, he needs an excuse to go on this homoerotic adventure and to go into the underbelly of the gay world. That's pretty obvious.
Fake
that's
names.
What, yeah, exactly. The irony being that he has a wife and child that he could and should be caring for, but he has to like put all his focus into this one fucking dumb bitch who ran away.
Yeah, and it's not like they're probably going to pay him well, but it's not like he couldn't get other cases. He had fucking senators. He was doing shit for senators at the beginning of the movie.
Well, that doesn't pay in boy, but although it may.
I bet it does.
I bet it does, actually, now that I think about
it. The only thing I thought that was interesting about this movie was, and it's also just terribly written, by the way, but this monologue or dialogue rather, the part where he's like, why do you do it? Why did you do it to the lawyer guy? Did you jack his dick off? And it's like so gay. But he's like, what did you get off on? And he's like, because he can. And it's like, I see what the fucking writer / Joel Schumacher was trying to do here. He was trying to be like, whoa, the elites, they do things not for a sexual gratification, but they do it for power.
It's funny that we just did Eyes Wide Shut.
That's kind of, it's like
super retard version.
Yeah, I know. It's like the fucking, the slugman version of it.
This is the sped room production of Eyes Wide Shut.
If you want to add too fine a point on it, as they walk out of this is such like a baby's retard version of Eyes Wide Shut. It's not even funny. When they walk out of the adult thrift store, there's a spray painted Mason logo on the fucking wall.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
But I'm saying it's like, oh, I want to do symbolism. Yeah. It's just the best he can do is spray paint it. The set dresser sprayed it on
totally
the wall.
Totally blatant.
Me too, me too.
And then, he's got a pentagram on his thumb because they're satanic, man.
Subtle.
So, that was the only interesting idea I thought came out of the entire movie, and it's not interesting. I would say it was overdone if it had been at that time, but it wasn't so much yet, and now it is.
You're talking about the themes of the movie?
The themes, yeah.
I don't know. You could probably argue either way, and I don't have the energy to do either.
Yeah. It's not overly original.
No, definitely not.
No.
It was a watchable movie. I've seen worse movies with Nick Cage in it, but it's Nick fucking Cage.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
The lighting was pretty decent.
The shots were in focus.
I thought you were going to come in here and you were going to battle for it.
Not battle for it so much, but I was just like, I don't know. I watched it. It wasn't that bad.
I was convinced you were both going to hate it almost as much as me. I'm shocked that you have anything nice to say about this movie.
I was really in a good mood today.
You said battle. I said I might meekly try to defend this movie. No. Verbatim, that's what I said to him.
You said you were going to come in here fucking face painted Braveheart to fucking to tell everybody how much you love this
movie. I'm actually was going to reveal my new face tattoo that's just 8mm underneath my eye.
And then you got the fucking hand pentagram or whatever.
Hand pentagram that looks like Magic Marker, by the way. It really did look like Magic Marker.
Yeah, Scott's a real big fan of the machine.
Yeah, I see a lot of him and me. I don't know. Let's think of the other worst parts about it then. Fine. If we want to discuss the movie.
And we don't.
I don't know. There's really just not that much to talk about in this movie.
I'm sorry, everyone. We took a viewer request and we're paying for it.
Dearly,
yes.
He just reuses the same symbols over and over again, too. And they're so fucking surface level. I can't recommend this movie. I will get up close.
He was telling me he was going to give it a 5 before this. Now we've beaten him down.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to. Are you actually debating it?
Wait, was that a joke?
I was debating it.
Why? Why did you do it, Scott? Why'd you give it a 5?
I didn't. I can't recommend
this
movie.
You can't let innocent people watch this.
You're supposed to say, because I can.
Oh, right. Yes. Yeah. Yes, I hope it dies, and I hope it burns in hell. I don't know. I don't recommend it. The acting was shitty. Symbolism was trite. And Joel Schumacher.
Almost everything else sucked.
Yes. I don't know how he made fucking one good movie.
I don't know how he had a career. Is he still working at all?
Not really.
This is the one that did him in.
It wasn't, unfortunately. Wait, no, he did something. Hang on, let me pull up IMDb real quick.
There was a little Norman Reed cameo in there. Who's just was in the video game Death Stranding. He's the main character.
Oh,
the Kojima game. That one where you like basically deliver Amazon packages.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Wait, he did that Phantom of the Opera fucking 2004 version.
Let
me see the cover. This looks stupid.
It's the Phantom of the Opera. What do you need to know? It was in 2004. That's a piece of shit. Yeah, Batman and Robin. Phone Booth. That fucking piece of trash.
Oh, is that the one where they're like, don't move?
Yes. No, it's Colin Farrell in a fucking phone booth and Kiefer Sutherland's over the phone being like, I'm going to shoot you for an hour and a half. That's the whole movie.
No, the description on IMDb is it's the one where they go, don't move.
The
I like that a lot better.
The one.
I knew which one he was talking about. That's the whole movie.
That's
John.
How you chose to describe it, though. It was amazing.
He directed an episode of House of Cards. He did like some kind of gay TV show called Nightcap that ended immediately in 2017.
And then he directed his dick into an ass.
Oh, he made a movie that did about evil Nazis. Go figure. 2009, Blood Creek. The number 23.
Oh my god.
Truly genius.
I actually knew that because it came up when I was looking up his movies. Honestly, that's a better movie than this, too.
I haven't seen it.
I can't speak, but I do know
that's better than
genius.
This.
Whoa. It's a bold statement, Gabe.
Mm-hmm.
How did this guy have such a career?
You know.
Oh, but he did direct this Kiss from a Rose from a Grave. Rose on a Grave video by Seal.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah.
Well, he did do the movie. So
give him a little credit.
I don't know. I give it like a 4.5. It sucks. Sorry. Flatliners.
Flatliners?
It's that movie with fucking Kevin Bacon and he makes himself die.
Oh,
and
I thought you were talking
about
Us right now.
Oh,
Flatliners.
That's what I thought he was saying.
No, that's a shitty movie he did.
All right, well, so that's your review.
4.5, it sucks.
I'm going to give my review.
Do it. out of 10.
How many Chinese guys from Dunkin' Donuts is that?
I forget how we did this system.
It's two. So two one, per is, point. One is two. So if you so if you give three, that's a six. If you give 2.5, that's a five.
Because it's two sandwiches.
Two sandwiches. Yeah. Per Chinese guy from Dunkin' Donuts.
You know what this is gonna get? This is gonna get two Chinese guy from Dunkin' Donuts, like, but like with like a good couple of bites out of one of the sandwiches.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Or like they forgot.
I feel like it's pretty self-explanatory.
They forgot to put the cheese in one of the buns on one of them or something.
Yeah.
Well, it was one of those times where like the cheese is like hanging all the way off the sandwich and it just gets stuck to the paper.
Yeah.
And then you're like, I don't even want to fucking eat this anymore.
I know. Like, what the? It's shitty food already. You had to take this from me.
Anything more to add? Just sum up your feelings.
Hopefully they put the cheese on the right time, like way next time. But
I meant about the movie, not about the sandwiches.
I don't know what to tell you.
I mean, it's pretty bad through
and through.
You beat
me down. I was gonna try to meekly defend it, but I was just like, you're right.
It's not worth it.
It sucks.
Because like we said, even good actors in this movie don't do a good job.
No, this was terribly directed.
They're not. What are they given though here?
Yeah, it's a bad script. A director who has, to our knowledge, made like maybe two good movies in a career where he was working almost constantly.
One of them was truly genius.
Truly genius.
You can't discount. Take that away from him.
True.
The only one I really like is Falling Down. So
the only one I like is Falling Down.
Yeah.
Well said. I'm going to give this 1.5 Chinese guys from Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, okay. That's not as bad.
That is a 3 out of 10. I thought this was awful. I thought this was so misguided. Every choice, every decision by everyone involved, including the actors to even work on this movie, was just a fucking mistake.
I like Peter Stormare too.
There are good actors.
And also the other German guy from Big Lebowski was in this. He was the guy who sold them the Filipino snuff porn.
Oh yeah, I think I know who you're talking about. Yes.
He was the guy that was in like the Marilyn Manson fucking get up.
Yeah. I actually weirdly recognized everybody in this.
For the most part, yeah.
I was like, whoa, this is so, maybe I'm getting over my face blindness.
No, there's a lot of people like I said, Norman Reed was in it for a small part. Obviously, we all know Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah.
And fucking Gandolfini is obviously a main fucking character. But even like the little bit characters are fucking decently well-known actors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, like his wife was in fucking Adaptation. As herself, actually.
Oh, was she?
Yeah, she was the one that other Nick Cage got with.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. No, didn't get with. She was, no, because that
I
was
thought
the makeup
Meryl
girl.
Streep was in it.
She is, but she's not the only female in that movie.
Just a sausage fest and then Meryl Streep.
He thought it was like the clumps. It was just that she was green screen.
No, it was literally just Eddie Murphy and her.
Yeah, so
that's a better idea. What if you did like an Eddie Murphy style movie where one person
I'm
plays?
I'm already in.
Okay,
it's for me.
Nick, I was gonna say
it's like that, but Nick Cage plays all the characters,
and your aunt pays for you to see it.
Yeah,
so
it's just good. It's good because you didn't have to pay.
It's Gabe's kind of movie.
Norbit's better than this too.
I don't know.
I don't know about that. Yeah. I'm just joking.
Slow down there, Tiger.
Should we do Norbit for the podcast?
No, we shouldn't.
How about Bridge to Terabithia?
Maybe then.
I don't want
to
cry.
There's some deep esoteric symbolism in that one.
Yeah, I don't feel like listing every aspect of the movie. Every aspect is bad. Do I have to name everything that happens?
Yeah. Can we just name the stuff that's good?
The sound. No. Okay. You know what was good? They turned on the fucking lights. The camera was rolling. It was in focus. There was sound design done. The movie was edited. They took the scenes and put them in.
They didn't do too many continuity errors.
Yeah.
There were no visible ones.
They took all the scenes they shot and put them in the sequential order so that the story kind of made some kind of logical sense.
Barely.
To Joel Schumacher only. This movie is terrible, and I'm terribly angry at whatever Barky brother recommended this. I've never met any of them, but I don't like any of them either. Just based solely on this experience. Thank you. 2.5 Chinese guys.
Also, Roger Ebert loves this movie.
Did he?
He sucks, fuck dude. Him. Fuck him.
Blue Velvet sucks because Isabella Rossellini's tits were out. It's like, no, you're fucking stupid.
But Home Alone 3.
Home Alone 3 is a classic, though.
Better than the first.
He said that. He fucking said that.
Better than the first.
I'll have to say that I'm someone who's definitely watched the third Home Alone way too many times, and I would never say that.
I can't even just take that out of my head.
Oh, you defended Baby's Day Out. I'm not kidding. Oh, fucking retard.
Fuck Roger Ebert. Fucking stupid permanent smile.
Yeah, I was going to say I'm glad he got that permanent smile.
Fuck that fucking punch that permanent smile in the face.
Slap it right off his
probably
face.
Probably got it from eating his disgusting fat black wife's pussy.
Oh, well.
This is what the people want.
I mean, unironically, yes.
Yeah.
All right, let's plug it.
Fuck 8 So, follow me on Instagram at Scott Lizard Abrams and Gabe at Cheap Guitars, Cheap Thrills. Check out our YouTube page, youtube.com/cinemapocalypsenow. Follow us on Twitter at cinemapocpod. We have a Patreon, patreon.com/cinemapocalypsenow. Gabe, anything?
If we're going to keep getting great viewer requests like this, I think we're going to have to make it so you have to donate in order to make it.
I'm okay with this.
Unless you're really cool.
Yeah.
Or really good like Laura.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You blow us all. We'll review a movie for you.
And Tech Nine.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, she's really good.
If only him and I would know.
Life sucks.
It certainly does.
And Home Alone this 3 movie, fucking rules. Home Alone 3 makes it all worth living. But this movie, it made me yearn for the Home Alone 3 of the world.
I could go for it. You guys want to watch Baby's Day Out after this?
Yes, feel bad. Then I want to watch that fucking movie my dad made us watch.
Oh, a Freeway?
You love that too, I guess.
Oh, okay. I know.
Freeway's not that bad.
Gabe.
It's Roger Ebert. It's just don't.
Yeah, but...
One word, Norbit.
Freeway's not as bad as this
that
movie.
That was a freeway into the movie theater. Go on your aunt so you can watch Norbit.
I like on, that. I love that. I love that.
All right, kill yourself. It's not worth living anymore. Bye. Fuck you. Whoa, isn't this crazy? And it wasn't.
I agree.
Well, it was the sound we were waiting for.
Yeah, we were waiting for you to...
Oh.